who I was totally going to kick in the balls before the day was up.
Can I get back to my story? I really think you'll appreciate the many facets of my character once you hear it. I'm dynamic, and...
When were you tied up? I demanded. Unicorns aren't allowed to be whorish. You're supposed to be all virtuous and pristine. Oh, please, Gary said. How do you think I was created? Huh. Honestly, I always thought unicorns were made from sunshine and rainbows and good feelings. Like you just appeared one day in a field filled with flowers and a big fat sunbeam falling all around you, and there'd be butterflies or something. That sounded way pretty and realistic for unicorn creation. Gary squinted at me, nostrils flaring. Seriously? No, you idiot. My parents had hardcore unicorn sex. Liked bone for days. They're very adventurous that way. Up in trees, down by rivers, near graveyards at midnight. There really isn't anywhere they haven't spread the love.
Oh, my goodness,
Larden whispered.
Is this really happening?
Gross, I said. That's just gross. Hey, unicorn sex is a beautiful thing. Yeah, but that's your parents you're talking about. That's wrong on so many levels. And why haven't I met them? Or heard about them? They're touring the outer reaches with their swingers group. Swingers? Yeah, like partner swapping? Maybe orgies? I don't know. I was horrified, and I'm sure it showed on my face. Dude, what? Prude, Gary said. I'm not a prude. I just don't see why we have to talk about sex all the time, or your parents being in orgies. Well, I guess you can't understand what you've never had, Gary said, a mean little curl to his stupid unicorn lips.
You're a virgin,
Larden said. You bitch, I said to Gary. And no, I'm not a virgin. You so are, Gary said, because apparently this morning he'd eaten sass for breakfast. A 20-year-old virgin. No, there was that one guy at that thing with the people. My argument was sound. That didn't count. He kissed you and you came in your pants. And then you proceeded to tell him how his hair reminded you of your father. It did. It's not my fault he had dad hair.
I'm not even a virgin,
Larden said, sounding smug.
The ladies all want up on little Larden. There is so much sex to be had when I'm around.
Gary glared at him. You call your dick little Larden? Dude, wrong. I don't have time for all the relations and courting and wooing bullshit, I said. I'm a wizard. I have quests. You're an apprentice, Gary said. And you're sent on errands. You know how you wanted to dye a strip of your mane purple, I said. Yes, because I'd be beautiful. Well, too fucking bad, I said savagely. I'm not going to do it. You're just going to have to keep it white. Forever. You promised! That was before you were a jerk. Oh my gods, Gary said. Larden, get over here and untie me. I want to kick Sam in the fucking face. No, he's going to untie me so I can hex the shit out of you. Larden, get your ass over here and untie me. Larden said.
I don't know if you guys understand the point of being captured. Like, I captured you, right? And so,
no, Gary said. Not right. You caught us off guard because we were looking for wormwood in the dark woods, and we just happened to stumble into your camp, and you took advantage of a situation. That doesn't count as capturing. That counts as being an asshole. When were you tied up? I asked again. You're still on that? Gary asked.
Ugh.
You brought it up. Fine. It was that centaur we met last year, in the elf realm. You said you were just friends. We were. We were just the kind of friends that tied each other up and pushed our penises together. What was his name again?
Octavio, Gary said with a dreamy sigh. The hands that half man had.
I have